Broadcast Studios. This is ABQ Connect with Jim Williams.
Thank you for joining us this afternoon on ABQ Connect. From the Power Ford Studios, Faith Family Ford, I'm in studio with Carlos Griego, the owner of Bosky Plumbing and Heating. Welcome, Carlos.
Thank you for having us.
And your marketing guru, Ryan Freeman's with you today. Ryan, welcome.
Thank you.
Hey, this is going to be an Ask the Expert segment, but I want to start off by saying thank you so much for being a sponsor here at the radio station and helping us get the word out. And we're hoping that folks will call in today at 338-5790 if you have any questions about plumbing and heating. Bosky Plumbing and Heating has, I have to say it, the best website I've ever heard of. Listen to this. OurHouseIsHot.com. That's OurHouseIsHot.com. And the funny thing about this morning, Carlos, is that my sister actually has your guys on her roof right now replacing her air conditioner. So what a neat time.
Yeah.
And I would love to say that was great planning on our part, but I think it just kind of happened.
I think everything with Bosky Heating, Cooling, and Plumbing has just happened.
Yeah. Well, the band upstairs is orchestrating everything
right? Yeah, so it's been a surreal voyage for us that we've had all the people and the company's done what it's done in the amount of time it's done it.
Carlos, tell us about your background in plumbing. Obviously, you started with, like everybody, you got to learn the trade. And
yeah, I actually started in new construction 22 years ago, believe it or not. I was young. I had a kid real young and had to get to work real young. So I started in new construction, and I evolved, and I ended up getting into going from new construction, worked at a local company here in town. That's actually a national company, and I started digging ditches just like everyone else, you know. So I dug the trenches. That was my job, and I kind of grew from there, grew in the company at a rapid speed, and I was training people, and then I became the trainer there for a couple years, and there was another up-and-coming company in town that was locally owned, and I went and interviewed there a couple times, and I spent probably the next 15 years of my life working at that company, and did everything from cleaning sewers, digging trenches, doing utility taps, repiping houses, fixing faucets, fixing sprinklers, and so I have one of those personalities that once I kind of get good at something, I want to find something else to learn. So, you know, I graduated into doing air conditioning and plumbing and working on chillers. And at the time, we weren't compartmentalized. So the more you could do, the more valuable you were.
Sure.
So for a while, I became the guy that you could pretty much send anywhere. And I'll figure it out. We'll get it done. And everyone's going to be happy at the end of it.
So you have a lot of on-the-job training. Obviously, you have a lot of formal training as well. Because you have to go through quite a bit to be a licensed plumber.
Correct.
And let me ask you this. Tell me the philosophy of work at Bosky Plumbing and Heating. You now have your own company. How long has it been in existence?
So it's been about a year and a half that we've been in existence. It's our philosophy on work, like how we go about our work.
Well, you manage your team. You have a group of folks that are pretty reliable. In fact, I can tell you the estimators came out to my sister's house 2 days ago and made a nice presentation and evaluated. They were very professional in their presentation, showed up on time, which frankly is very unusual when it comes to contractors around the city. I mean, I've been around here a long time. So she had asked me to go out and to be present when they came on site, and they were very nice, gave an estimate, and you guys are here installing today.
Yeah.
So I can testify personally that I'm seeing this in action. So
our philosophy really is for it to not feel like work.
Ah, okay.
I mean, if you think about it, we want people that have a passion to kind of just take care of other people. That's our biggest thing is, you know, I had a great passion to just, when I come into your house, it's just like I'm going into my own family's house. I want to help you understand what's going on in the house first so you could kind of make a wise decision, and then I give you a couple different little options and say, hey, if we got to band-aid this thing, this will get us by, but I want to be clear that I don't know how long that's going to be.
Sure.
You know, because, and as long as you're aware, I think you're okay with that, and but our intent is to do it right.
Yes.
You know, and typically when people are educated, they can make the right decision.
Yeah.
So all the guys enjoy taking care of people, so we've, like I say, a lot of things have happened in a way that I can't explain. When I started the company, it was me and one other guy, and all the technicians that we've acquired since then are guys that have done this for 5, 10, 15 years. And I would say through my span in this industry, I made some friends. And so they found out I started a company, and they came knocking on the door, and we sat, talked, made sure that we were kind of on the same sheet of music, and they came on board and started working, and just strange things would happen.
Outstanding. Carlos Griego, owner of Bosky Plumbing and Heating, in studio with us, and his marketing guy, Ryan Freeman, here with him as well. We're going to get to Ryan in just a minute, but I want to let everybody know that you can get in touch with Bosky Plumbing and Heating by calling them at 505-444-7200, or you can go to their website, which is ourhouseishot.com. So I'm going to spell that out. O-U-R-H-O-U-S-E. is hot.com. ourhouseishot.com, and you can go in and find out about their company and phone numbers and everything listed. Again, the phone number is 505-444-7200. Ryan, you got a talented guy here, a businessman, entrepreneur. How do you market people like this?
Well, you know, the breakdown is always the same. You figure out what you have, you make sure that you have a good product or service, and then figure out who your target demographic is, who your people are, who specifically is responding to this product or service. And then you figure out where they are, whether it's online, whether it's a physical place, and then you get to them in a regular, consistent way.
Outstanding. And obviously it's working. Your company's growing. And I will tell you that after our pleasant experience of just your estimators coming out, we've already sent your team over to my mother and father, who are elderly. I mean, they're in their 80s, and they only want people in their home that they can trust. And it sounds like you've got those kind of quality people. And as soon as I get a referral from my mom and dad, I'll let you know about that too, Carlos.
Absolutely. Well, we try to only hire and retain the kind of people that I want to send into my house with my wife when I'm not there.
Sure.
And so that's kind of part of our screening process. We hire a lot of people based on character. And, you know, all the other things we could teach people to be better plumbers. We could teach them to be more organized and more competent and those kind of things. But really, it's we're looking for a certain kind of character. And when we find it, we just go full force with it, you know.
Outstanding.
And let them go.
And we're going to give our listeners a chance, if they feel like calling in today, to call us at 338-5790. 338-5790 to talk to Carlos Griego. If you have an issue in your house, he may not be able to give you that 100% answer today, but he's the expert in-house today. We'd love for you to call any kind of plumbing, heating concern that you have. Please give us a call at 338-5790. We're going to be back with more from Bosky Plumbing and Heating and their owner, Carlos Griego, right after these messages. Stay with us.
Take your knowledge of Scripture to a whole new level with online classes from Veritas International University. Featuring curriculum from The Bible from 30,000 Feet, the renowned book and teaching series by Dr. Skip Heitzig of Calvary Church. Learn more about the Bible on your schedule and work toward a certificate or fully accredited degree that will impact your spiritual life for the rest of your life. For a complete list of classes and to enroll, visit calvaryabq.college. That's calvaryabq.college.
And now, a back-to-school message from Puffs Tissues. Back to school, kids will soon head to learn to make new friends and spread new germs. But ordinary tissues can leave noses red, so send them off with Puffs instead. Protect their school-bound noses. It's all you can do to keep a little red nose from coming home to you. Even in the classroom, a nose in need deserves Puffs indeed.
Time for the kids to head back to school. Have I forgotten anything? Hi, this is Doug Chamberlain with the Samaritan Ministries Family Health Checkup. Let's see. I remember their backpack, notebooks, lunch, and school fees. What else is there? With back-to-school time, seems like we're always forgetting something. Here's an important one. How about their health information? Make sure to get current medical records from your doctor, release forms for sports activities, and a list of allergies and medications. Get their hearing and vision tested so they can be as productive as possible in school. Let the school know if they have any special needs regarding medication and give them your contact information in case there's an emergency. Plenty of sleep and good nutrition goes a long way to successful learning as well. For more, visit Family Health Checkup on Facebook or at familyhealthcheckup.org.
On KNKT, this is ABQ Connect with Jim Williams.
Back into ABQ Connect, Carlos Griego, owner of Bosque Plumbing and Heating, in studio with me this afternoon. We had Dave on the phone, and unfortunately, he dropped off the call, but we want to make sure we state for Dave, if he's still listening, that Bosque Plumbing and Heating is available in Rio Rancho.
We are available in Rio Rancho.
Okay. And again, what's the phone number to get in touch with you guys?
444-7200.
Area code 505.
Area code 505.
And as I stated earlier, the great website, ourhouseishot.com. Ourhouseishot.com. That's the website for Bosque Plumbing and Heating. So let's talk now. We've had, as you've probably listened to on the show, we've had John Chitwood with Southern Boulevard Automotive on the program, and he knows everything about car mechanics. And one of his points is that preventive maintenance makes that car drive down the road. So I'll ask you the same question I ask him, Carlos. What kind of preventive maintenance should we be doing on our homes?
In all aspects of plumbing, heating, and cooling, there's quite a bit of preventive maintenance, and we have some stuff laid out for everybody. Every house is a little bit different. You know, you have houses that have boilers. You have houses that don't have boilers. You have forced air heat, that kind of stuff. So we come in and assess those things. But I would say hiring a good company to come in and actually do preventive maintenance, I mean, that's the key. Is getting people to actually get in there and do it. We have a pretty vigorous checklist that we go through as it relates to swamp coolers or refrigerated air. Our intent is to get you the full life expectancy of that. No different than, you know, your car situation or anything like that. You buy a car and they say, yeah, this car, you got a 100,000-mile warranty on the car, but that's if you maintenance the car.
Sure.
If you don't maintenance the car, you could get 20 or 30,000 miles out of the car.
Well, just being a consumer, this would be my perception. I know what it takes to set up a swamp cooler as you get into the spring in New Mexico. I also know what it's like to take it down. But I know people that have HVAC that sometimes, you know, well, I guess it's a combination of heating and cooling, refrigerated air. Most of those folks don't do anything to maintain their system. Give us an example of stuff that needs to be done.
That's one of the bigger issues that we see. And a lot of people, I mean, these systems are inexpensive. They're going to range anywhere from $5,000 to $10,000 a system. So you got a pretty expensive piece of equipment sitting on your house.
Sure.
One of the big things that we do is, of course, with these systems, airflow is everything to these systems. So we have to make sure the outdoor coils are clean. So we clean those coils, make sure they're clean, make sure that they're not bent over, they didn't get hail damage, that sort of thing, as well as you have an indoor coil that also needs to be cleaned regularly. Also, your filters need to be replaced. A lot of people, some people replace their filter when their unit stops working,
mm-hmm.
and we see that a lot. But
so you're talking about an air filter,
yeah.
Something that actually makes the air cleaner that's coming into your house.
In a sense, yeah. It's, you know, air filtration is a very in-depth subject. But the air filters that most people have in their house really are going to protect that blower and try to catch some of the debris that comes through it. But air filters in general only filter out about 6% of what passes through them.
Okay, but if they're so jammed packed because you haven't changed them in 6 years, that can't be a good thing.
No, the system can't breathe. And when the system can't breathe, that's where you get issues like icing coils or it doesn't feel like there's any air moving through the house. So you start to actually create issues that could damage your compressor, damage other things in the system itself. So what we want to do in preventive, to a lot of people, preventive sounds unnecessary. But, I mean, it should be necessary maintenance. I mean, it's really what it should be. When you associate preventive with stuff, it doesn't seem important, you know, but it really is important to these systems. So we go through and we test the capacitors inside of them. There's all the electrical components. We make sure everything's clean inside. And just do a general maintenance twice a year, spring and fall. And we do it for swamp coolers and forced air, refrigerated air, boiling systems. We have different checklists for every single one of them. And there's just different components that go bad on those systems. But I would tell you that 80% of our service calls are due to deferred maintenance.
Deferred maintenance. So they've waited until there's an emergency to actually get something fixed.
Exactly.
And that's a big negatory.
It is. And preventive maintenance in New Mexico, especially as it relates to heating and cooling systems, it's becoming a new thing because New Mexico is, I mean, in the past 10 years, we just started in the past 10 years building houses without swamp coolers.
Uh-huh.
Up until 10 years ago, houses were still built with swamp coolers.
Sure.
So when you travel in other places like Washington or California or any place with high humidity, maintenance is a big thing. People understand it because that's all they have are these expensive refrigerated air components on them. And it's not as simple to go out there and just turn it on like people can do here. And so it's something that I think all of the contractors in Albuquerque that do heating and cooling are really trying to educate people the importance of maintenance on their heating and cooling systems. And it's going to take us some time to get there. But I think in the next couple of years, it'll be a normal thing that people just get.
Well, as we, all of us New Mexico residents know, that we're right now in the middle of what we call the monsoon season. So we have a lot of moisture coming up from Mexico and from the Gulf into our state. And swamp coolers don't work that well. At 3 o'clock in the afternoon, when it's 95 or 100 degrees outside, your house is 86 to 90 degrees.
If you're lucky.
Yeah, that's right. So, and you shared something with me off air about people can convert their swamp cooler into refrigerated air, and you have some payment plans and things for that.
Yeah, we have financing for those people because we know, I mean, just like myself, it'd be a tough one for me to pay to convert my house.
Right.
So we actually got some good financing in-house that we take care of. We take care of everything in-house for everybody. And you could have an air conditioning system on your house for $100 a month.
Oh, that's fantastic and very affordable. And that's on an appreciating asset.
And I would pay $100 a month during the monsoon season to rent an air conditioner. You know?
There you go.
So, I mean, you could own it for $100 a month. So we're trying to make it as affordable and easy for people to get it in their home.
Carlos Griego, owner of Bosky Plumbing and Heating. His website is ourhouseishot.com, and their phone number is 505-444-7200. We had a caller a little earlier asking the question whether you are in Rio Rancho. You are absolutely in Rio Rancho and take calls up there. Any limitations geographically this area?
At this point, no. We've gone to Santa Rosa. We've go out to Santa Fe. We service pretty much wherever there's a need for us. We'll go. Getting us up to Española, it will take some time, but we'd be willing to do it if we had to.
Sure.
But we're real focused right now on Albuquerque, of course, Rio Rancho, Las Lunas, Bernalillo, Belen, you know, our surrounding areas here. But we'll reach out if we get the call. We'll get out there.
Well, and I'm impressed that you have the ability to help people with refrigerated air and converting their systems. And I know a lot of people, too, are going to these HVAC units, which do heating and cooling. Are those pretty economical now?
Are you talking like mini-split systems, like the ductless-style systems?
Yeah,
Actually, they're economical as far as your bill. I'll tell you, I put mini-split systems in my house as a test.
Uh-huh.
Because I didn't trust them. I'm a little skeptic.
Yeah.
when things come out, and I was, you know, I'm real cautious of when I put something in somebody's house, I want to make sure it's going to do what it's supposed to do. So these are actual heat pump systems, and you don't hear about heat pump systems once you get this side of the border a little bit. You know, once you get further south down into Texas and Louisiana, Florida, places like that. But up in this region, you don't hear a lot about heat pumps. So my concern was that being a primary source of heat. Well, they got these heat pumps and they're producing heat anywhere from negative 15 to negative 22 outside.
Wow.
And I've been living with them in my home. And I got to tell you that they work. They're awesome. Especially just being able to cool the rooms you're in. Now, the pricing on them. It's a hard one. If you had a bad duct system, part of my issue is I had a bad duct system. So I was going to have to do a full duct system and a heating and cooling system. I spent a little bit more money to put the split system in the house.
But you went in and you'll do this for a customer. You'll go into a customer's house and evaluate that for them and consult with them and give them a couple of different prices, those types.
Absolutely.
Of things.
Yeah. I mean, really the way that we come in and handle things is we just ask questions of what you need.
Okay.
You know, we'll come into your house. And we're not there to sell you anything. We're just there to get you what you need.
I gotcha. Well, we're going to have more with Carlos and Bosky Plumbing and Heating right after these messages. Stay with us on KNKT.
How does KNKT mean business? KNKT is in the business of sharing the gospel. KNKT is also supported by local businesses who we, in turn, encourage you to support with your patronage. Here's Steve Ryman visiting one such business.
And we're back in studio visiting with Elaine Ramos from Ramos Real Estate. And Elaine, first, thanks for coming back in.
You're welcome. Thank you.
We've been hearing on the air one of your commercials that's running, and you've really done, well, you do such a great job to help people get into the home of their dreams. But between now and the end of the year, you came up with an idea that's going to make it even easier.
Yeah, that's right. It's my fifth year anniversary as a qualifying broker of my brokerage, Ramos Real Estate, and I thought, how can I celebrate? Sometimes you can have a party, but I thought, no, I'd rather give back to my clients, and sometimes I give back through carpet cleaning or something like that, but no, I thought money.
Okay.
Money speaks, and I would love to help my clients out by giving them a $500 credit, which is real money, towards closing costs and prepaids from now to the end of the year.
Well, and then I know you were telling me that you were talking to someone else on your team, Eleanor, about what you were doing.
Yes.
And Eleanor thought it was a great idea.
Yes, Eleanor jumped on the idea. She loved it, and she wanted to participate.
Thank you for allowing me to be here and celebrate with Elaine her 5 years as a qualifying broker and owning her own company. I'm super excited to partner with her on this special, which is I am, in addition to the $500 that she's going to contribute, I will contribute another $500, which will come right off of your closing costs. Together, that special to you is $1,000 off closing costs. And we are super honored and excited to give back to the community and help people accomplish the dream of home ownership.
And let me say right now, for those that are doing the, you know, well, come on. No, it's $1,000. It's real money. It's going to make a real difference in the purchase of a new home. So, Elaine, those that are excited about it and they want to contact you and find out how to make this happen, how do they do that?
They can call me at 505-379-6845 or go to my website, RamosRealEstateNM.com.
To hear your business featured on KNKT, email advertise@knkt.com.
You're listening to KNKT. Welcome back to ABQ Connect with Jim Williams.
And welcome back to ABQ Connect, our final segment this afternoon with Carlos Griego. We're going to be talking in our second half hour with the Women of Glimmer organizers. They are putting together a seminar, and we'll be talking with Elytris Owens about that in our next half an hour. But right now we have Carlos Griego, owner of Bosky Plumbing and Heating, 444-7200, of course, area code 505. Website is ourhouseishot.com. Carlos, got to ask you a practical question here that a lot of us have dealt with. What kinds of things should you never put into a garbage disposal?
Your hand?
Your hand.
Actually, you should probably not put anything in your garbage disposal.
Now, that's a surprising answer because, you know, I know all of us, even I don't care what kind of age of house. I lived in a house that was probably 60 years old at one time, put in the fanciest garbage disposal.
Sure.
And, man, my pipes were clogging up all the time.
Yeah, those pipes are pretty small, and you have to have a high water to waste ratio when you're using a disposal, for one. But I could tell you that every time we get a call for a garbage disposal, it's the first time somebody used it and they put either eggshells or potato peels or last week's spaghetti. I had a lady one time put a half gallon of sauerkraut down her disposal. That did not go well. You can make more messes than anything with a disposal. So it's really deceiving because you think that it's a garbage disposal, but the pipes that it's going into are really small. So in my opinion, that's the side of the sink you do your dishes on. And any scraps you might have, you know, things that, you know, were floating in the water, that kind of stuff, you pull the plug and then you run that disposal, the water to solid
and
ratio.
And keep the water running while you're
doing
that.
Yes,
right?
Absolutely. Run tons of water through it. And that's the best thing to do. But I would stay away from, you'll hear people say, oh, put, you know, lemon peels and orange peels and stuff like that in your disposal. I would stay away from all that kind of stuff. And if you can, you're better off just putting that stuff in the trash. You're gonna save yourself a easy $150 service call from any company in town to come out and unjam it, or, you know, take all the plumbing apart under the sink, get it, whatever you toss down there out, and then put it back together.
Got a septic tank question for you. You see these advertisements on television about pouring bacteria, like in your toilets or your sinks. Does that really help?
Absolutely. That works not only in septic systems, but in your own home systems.
Oh, it does.
Yeah. So what you find is this bacteria we're talking about, if you're looking for, you're not going to find bacteria at Home Depot. So if the bottle's not going to say bacteria, you're looking for enzymes.
Okay.
So that's the reference. You know, same thing like you take for your probiotics with enzymes, sure. You know, those kind of things. So you're looking for, because these enzymes, they break down the greasy fats and the grease that's into the system. It helps break down the solids in the system. Just like they do in your body.
Is there a brand that you kind of like to see people use or that's more effective than another?
You know, it's really hard to say. Every company orders their own brand and sure. brands their own, and they all kind of come out of the same place.
Gotcha.
I think, you know, even Drano has a brand of enzyme.
Uh-huh.
As long as you're using any kind of enzyme, that's a positive thing. But enzymes not only help with the septic system and maintaining it and getting the life expectancy out of it, but what they also help with is helping you to keep your house from having clogged drains or smelly drains. If you ever notice you have a smelly drain in the house,
yes,
it's because you got a lot of bad bacteria in that drain and a lot of sludge built up, because most soaps are actually, they're based on petroleum-based. So most hand soaps, most conditioners, most shampoos, body soaps, I mean, if you ever look at a bar of soap, how it's made with what? Fat.
With fat, yeah.
And so those things kind of sludge into your drains and build in your drains. And now what happens is any hair, any particles that go down there get stuck to this sludge that's inside your drains. So if you were to get into a maintenance where you once a month or bimonthly went and put enzymes down your drain at night and just let it set overnight and then used them the following day, you're going to run into less of these problems.
And I've had a couple septic systems, and you put like a couple teaspoons in and turn the water on, and that is all flushed.
Yeah, and you really can't overdo it with the enzymes.
Okay.
I mean, you really can't. So, I mean, if you have an old septic system and you don't think it's been cared for, it's okay to give it a pretty strong dose of enzymes to try to, you know, get everything flowing through it, get it going. Because all that's going to do is it's going to break down your solids, and that's going to get into your leach field. And really, those enzymes are going to make sure that that same buildup in that leach field doesn't get so thick that the leach field no longer works. Because that's usually what you'll find with a septic system, is a leach field goes bad because it's no longer allowing that water to get back into the actual aquifer and get filtered through the dirt the way it's designed.
Absolutely. Well, we have really enjoyed our time. I mean, I don't know where it went, but it went through like a bullet. And
it did.
It's hard to keep track of all the things. We're going to have Carlos on a regular segment every so often on Fridays for Ask the Expert. We do that right now with Dr. Downs of R. Downs Nutrition Center, yourself, and John Chitwood. And I know it's not, in some people's minds, a real spiritual thing to talk about plumbing, but just the little tips you just gave us on using enzymes and things, even if you don't have a septic system, it can save us so many headaches and so many issues. And you guys offer a maintenance program for homes to come in and,
yeah,
and
we have
keep
full,
everything going?
Full maintenance programs for your home. We send people in, of course, and we could give you an estimate just to kind of get an idea. Every house is different. Some houses are smaller, some are bigger, but we'll give you an idea of what you're going to need in the home.
Okay.
And a lot of that sometimes will lead to, you know, there's probably going to be some deferred maintenance.
Give us your phone number and website one more time.
444-7200, and just go to ourhouseshot.com, and you could get hold of us either way.
Carlos Griego and Ryan Freeman, Bosky Plumbing and Heating, thanks so much for joining us this afternoon. We're looking forward to have you back in a few weeks. Thanks so
us
much.
Us too. Thank you.
Yeah, thanks
All
again.
Right. Have a great afternoon. We're going to be back with Leitris Owens. She is with the Women of Glimmer Seminar that's going to be coming to Albuquerque. Stay with us here on KNKT.
I'm Rob Snead, General Manager at Power Ford. If you're tired of old school gimmicks and games while shopping for a new car, then experience something new school at Power Ford. We'll give you a better deal and a better experience. The better deal part? We'll beat any new Ford deal in New Mexico or put $1,000 cash in your pocket. The better experience part? New Mexico rated us Ford Dealer of the Year. Visit us at mypowerford.com or come see us. We're on the affordable side of Albuquerque, on Montaño, west of I-25.
Call 888-243-8183 for details.
As you grow in your relationship with Jesus, it's normal to have questions.
God has given us His Holy Spirit living inside of us. He's given us the Word of God to direct us. And the combination of those two mean that God is in the business of answering questions.
You are not alone in your walk with Christ. God has made His very presence available to you.
So the question can never be, how can I get more of the Holy Spirit in my life? The question should be, how can the Holy Spirit get hold of more of my life?
We want to help you gain a biblical understanding of who the Holy Spirit is and how He works in our lives and in the church by sending you Power, a book by Chuck Smith with an introduction by Skip Heitzig. We'll send you Power when you give a suggested gift of $25 to help expand this Bible teaching outreach. We really want you to have a copy of Power, so give what you can today. To give online securely, visit connectwithskip.com/offer. That's connectwithskip.com/offer. Or call 800-922-1888. This is A Fresh Thought. Listen up to Levi Lusco.
There's this big trend these days. It's popping up all over the country. And it's people who lie in salt tanks and just float around. Just, you want to go float in the salt tank? And I'm like, no. I actually really, really, really don't want to do that. I think that's actually all too often a perfect picture of the church. We've got this precious gospel message and we're just rolling around. We're just floating around our little church. Isn't it so great to be saved? I'm telling you something. The way to honor Jesus is to get the salt out of the tank. The way to honor Jesus is to get the salt out into the world. The way to honor God is to get the salt where it's meant to go. Y'all, that's how we can be worth our salt.
For more fresh thoughts, go to levilusco.com.
God isn't some mystical force or cold dictator. Skip Heitzig points out that He is very much real, and you can know Him as a friend.
It is possible to know God when you have an open heart and an inquisitive mind. You can know Him.
Here's a good step to take.
Start evaluating your time, not in so much what you do for God, as time you spend with God.
Want more from Skip? Visit connectwithskip.com.
Connectwithskip.com.
Got that? Now get this from Skip.
You want to know God? Read his book. When you read His book, you'll start knowing God. His personality is revealed in the book. His will is revealed in the book.
Enjoy Skip's teachings from the comfort of your home. Add the Skip Heitzig channel to your Roku device. Finally, this flaming point.
I believe one of the strongest signs of a real child of God is that person's hunger to learn more about God.
The 2019 Stardy 8 Golf Tournament, Saturday morning, September 21st, 8 o'clock at Santa Ana Golf Club. This four-person scramble will help Stardy 8 meet the 2019 budget, while a portion of the proceeds will benefit Albuquerque Christian Children's Home. Enjoy a day filled with golf and giveaways and godly fellowship. Breakfast is provided by Monroe's New Mexican Food. Lunch provided by Chick-fil-A. Sponsors are needed right now, and golfers will receive a discount for signing up early at star88.fm/golf. Our friends at Water Extraction Experts help tee up the Star 88 Golf Tournament.
Time now for today's MoneyWise Minute with teacher Rob West.
Shopping smart is a primary way to stay within God's plan for your money. Here are some tips. First, evaluate purchases on cost per use. When deciding if the latest tech toy, kitchen gadget, or apparel item is worth it, factor in how many times you'll use it or wear it. Number two, often money spent on experiences is better than things. Research shows that spending money on concerts or a picnic in the park with others provides more happiness for your dollar and builds relationships. And third, shop solo. Ever have a friend tell you something looks great on you and you just have to get it? Or if walking through the mall is where you do most of your socializing, that's expensive and fraught with temptation.
And we can help you learn to manage your money according to biblical principles when you visit us online at moneywise.org. Write it down, moneywise.org.
On KNKT, this is ABQ Connect with Jim Williams.
And welcome back to ABQ Connect. Great segment with Carlos Griego, Bosky Plumbing and Heating. And now I'm joined this afternoon by Elitris Owens. She is with the Women of Glimmer Summit that's going to be held here in Albuquerque. And this summit is designed to celebrate 100-plus diverse women in one room. The summit will focus on emotional healing necessary for a woman to feel free and joyful. Elitris, welcome.
Thank you.
Well, tell me a little bit about the conference and the summit and what the plans are.
The plans is making sure women get breakthroughs, because with many years, I held a lot of things in, and I couldn't go different places to be able to release those things out, ask questions. Because they always have one speaker, and then when a speaker gets done speaking, they go sit down. It's like, wow, well.
So you're going to have a lot of interactivity in the summit.
Yes.
Tell me where the event will be held and the dates of the summit.
Yeah, so it'll be held at Ramada
Plaza. The Ramada?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
August the 24th from 12 to 4:30.
August the 24th from noon till 4:30.
Yes.
And I know you have a website. Tell us about the website so people can find out about it.
Yes, they can go to womensummit2019.eventbrite.com.
And I'm going to ask you that a couple times in
this half an
hour. So tell us one more time so our listeners can write it down.
Yes, womensummit2019.eventbrite.com.
And then this is the Women of Glimmer Summit. And Aletris Owens has had some personal experiences.
Yes.
And it sounds like you like to encourage people because you've had some maybe discouraging things happen to you. Tell us about some of that.
So just really being a single mother. Being a single mother has been a big challenge, but I overcame it. And allowing women to hear my story, how to motivate them and let them know not to give up. We will always have obstacles in our lives, but how are you going to overcome them? Are you going to give up, or are you going to keep pushing through? So my goal is always continue pushing through, but I don't want them to hear my, you know, story all the time. So now I have speakers local to give them an opportunity. They're not professional. I train them so they can learn how to overcome things, get out of their comfort zone, and go to a whole nother level in their lives that they least expect to happen.
Right. Now, why do you have a panel of speakers and not just one speaker?
To give you a variety.
And everybody has, you even have some men speaking.
Yes. And this year I felt like it was very important because the theme is letting the past go and embrace the future. So I thought getting both perspective, male and female, I think it really helped a lot of women and males this year.
This isn't on our list of questions, but I have to ask, do you think people get stuck because they're afraid or they're so hurt they can't move forward? What holds people in place?
Fear.
Fear. And so a lot of your summit is going to be to help people mm-hmm. overcome that fear.
Yeah.
I've spent a lot of time, not that this is a reasonable analogy, but I've spent a lot of time in basketball,
okay.
a lot of time training young people about the game. And what I've done more than anything is teach people about how to make body contact.
Right.
Because a lot of people try to avoid that at all costs. But I happen to think that you can be a more effective basketball player, men and women,
mm-hmm.
if you learn how to use your body to protect
right.
the ball. But people are afraid. They're afraid to run into somebody. They're afraid to have a collision.
Mm-hmm.
What kinds of things are people afraid of in life that you're going to help them with?
Well, for me, for example, I was afraid to step out and tell my story.
Yeah.
You know, because I became a single mother in high school.
Mm.
And that was something scary to tell people. But now I can tell them because I'm not afraid, because that'll motivate another mother. No, never give up. And I was in top of my classes still. Having a kid in school and still went to college and still graduating top of my class. So anything is possible.
So just hearing that story is mm-hmm. going to be very encouraging
yeah.
to a lot of people.
Yeah.
That's fantastic. Why are you making the summit more personal instead of a business?
So I own my business, and some days I just really want to relax and be myself, you know, and I feel like everybody shouldn't feel uncomfortable if they don't own their business. So I wanted to make sure it was welcoming on a personal level.
Gotcha. Let's talk about the summit one more time. It's mm-hmm. going to be held at the Ramada Hotel.
Yes.
What are the cross streets of that? Is that, I think
Manal.
It's Manal in Louisiana.
Manal and I-25.
Oh, Manal and I-25. Okay.
Area.
In Albuquerque.
Mm-hmm.
And the date and time of the summit?
It's August the 24th.
Okay. Mm-hmm. And it's at noon.
Yes.
And how do people sign up?
Go to womensummit2019.eventbrite.com.
You're expecting to be really encouraging and uplifting in your summit. You may have some people that are really hurting that show up.
Yes.
When do they start being encouraged? Do they have to walk in the doors and sit there for 2 hours before they're going to feel uplifted?
No.
Or are you guys going to be smiling at them from the time they walk in the door?
So we welcome you in at the registration desk, of course. And then I have live music. So it'd be like jazz type of music to allow women to really get comfortable for an almost an hour, to really be able to mingle with people and really just get their mind and self prepare to listen to four panel speakers' stories and how they overcome.
Any limitations to the women that can come?
No.
Okay. Come. I mean, age limits?
Oh, yeah. I prefer 18 and up.
18 and up.
But
okay.
My videographer, she's 16 years old, and she wanted to come in and experience something different because she's been going through things, and I didn't know that.
So, Elytra, you might have some moms that
yeah.
are younger than 16,
yeah.
and they need some encouragement. Is that okay for them to come?
Yeah. And I'll be starting the Young Women of Glimmer soon as well to teach young kids how to tell their stories and everything as well.
Okay.
So, yeah.
Fantastic. Well, we have more with Elytra Owens and the Women of Glimmer Summit coming up right after these messages. Stay with us on ABQ Connect.
Attention all authors. Page Publishing is looking for authors. Have you written a book and want to get it published? Page Publishing will get your book into bookstores and for sale online at Amazon, Apple iTunes, and other outlets. They handle all aspects of the publishing process for you. Printing, cover art, publicity, copyright, and editing. Call 800-501-3689 now for your free author submission kit. That's 800-501-3689 for your free author submission kit. Again, 800-501-3689.
If you believe God has called you to lead worship in any musical capacity, we want to see you at our next Battle Drums auditions on August 31st. Battle Drums Worship Ministry is looking for gifted musicians and vocalists who are interested in serving the Lord through their musical giftings and joining the worship community at Calvary Church for all our Calvary campuses. Please go to BattleDrumsMusic.com for more information and apply now. That's BattleDrumsMusic.com. The last day to register is August 24th. We hope to see you there.
Is it necessary for a church to become incorporated? This is Law and Justice with Jay Sekulow.
I was wondering if it's true that churches need to become incorporated to protect themselves and their members from frivolous lawsuits.
Well, you know, look, I can't give individual advice on a church-by-church basis, but in my view, incorporating is a good idea. Now, some states do allow churches to incorporate, and certainly from a liability standpoint, it always helps to call the corporate shield. That's why corporate existence is structured that way. One thing I want to make clear, Jason, and we've had a number of calls in the last couple of months from pastors around the country, the fact that you incorporate does not mean you have to file for a 501c3 recognition. Churches are automatically tax exempt under 508 of the Internal Revenue Code.
The American Center for Law and Justice is committed to defending your religious and constitutional freedoms. To become more involved in protecting these freedoms, visit us at aclj.org. That's aclj.org.
I'm Rob Sneed, General Manager at Power Ford. If you're in the market for a vehicle, you need to be at Power Ford on Black Friday. We're hosting a live retail auction with over 40 vehicles where the winning bidders will drive away in their new rides. That's right. While Dad is bidding on a new SUV for Mom, she and the kids will be enjoying holiday treats and breakfast with Santa. That's right. Breakfast and pictures with Santa. It's all happening on Black Friday at Power Ford. Learn more at mypowerford.com or come see us. We're on the affordable side of Albuquerque on Montaño West of I-25.
What happened to the dinosaurs? This is Ken Ham, author of the books The Dinosaurs of Eden and Deers for Dinosaur. We know dinosaurs were on the ark with Noah because he was told to take two of every land animal with him, and that would include dinosaurs. So what happened to them? Well, they likely died out due to human activity, climate changes, habitat loss, and more. You see, animals go extinct all the time for the same reasons, and the world after the global flood was a very different place. Dinosaurs aren't a great mystery when you start with God's word. We find their fossils because they were buried during the flood. Those who survived on the ark, well, they eventually died out too, along with all the other creatures that had become extinct.
Plan your visit to our full-size Noah's Ark in Northern Kentucky when you go to AnswersRadio.com and subscribe to receive free email insights from Ken Ham at AnswersRadio.com.
This is A Fresh Thought. Listen up to Levi Lusco.
Have you ever seen someone at a restaurant spill the salt? You ever seen that happen? What do? If they're a real weirdo, they'll crawl under the table and come out the other side. Have you ever seen someone that hardcore? That's actually a thing. They'll actually crawl under the table. But most people will just grab a little bit of it, and what do? You want to know why? Judas Iscariot supposedly spilled the salt at the Last Supper. And in Leonardo da Vinci's famous painting of the Last Supper, if you look closely, there is a spilled salt container on the table, and it was Leonardo da Vinci's way of saying that Judas was saying to Jesus, no, I won't do what you called me to do. I'm not going to be the salt like you've called me to be. And his turning over of the salt on his way out to betray him was his way of saying, I'm not going to take the Great Commission. I'm not going to follow you. I'm doing my own thing. It's real possible to not follow Jesus' command to be the salt.
For more Fresh Thoughts, go to LeviLusko.com.
On KNKT, this is ABQ Connect with Jim Williams.
Welcome back into ABQ Connect. Aletris Owens in studio with me this afternoon. She is a speaker and organizer of the Women of Glimmer Women's Summit. It's going to be held on August 24th from 12 to 4:30. That's a Saturday. It'll be held at the Ramada Hotel, which is 2020 Manal Boulevard in Albuquerque, New Mexico. Aletris, again, thanks for your time this afternoon.
Thank you.
You're going to be encouraging young women. You've already given us a little testimony about being a single mom and raising a beautiful young lady that's sitting here in studio with us. And we so appreciate you putting this together. Why are you bringing diverse women together? And what do you mean by diverse women?
So cultural.
Okay.
Cultural wise. Because a lot of people focus on one culture, I focus on all.
Okay.
Because I feel like having that variety, even like with my speakers, they all variety of culture, because I think that's very important, because a lot of people go through things the same, but they might have a different structure of it. So having that different opinion, I think, goes a long way.
So let's talk about women in general.
Mm-hmm.
So in New Mexico, we have women who are of different races,
mm-hmm.
you know, maybe black, white, Navajo, Hispanic,
right.
maybe even Mexican,
right.
directly from Mexico.
Mm-hmm.
And all of these women would be welcome.
Yes, they all are welcome.
Okay.
And I think it's very important to bring them all together.
In your experience, what's been some of the maybe similar things we all go through, but different in terms of the way the cultures handle things?
Well, see, well, some cultures, they hold things in.
Uh-huh.
Some cultures, they express themselves.
Well, and I can testify, I know a lot of Native American people,
mm-hmm.
and I always find them to be very quiet and polite. And I've, in fact, you know, give basketball analogy, sorry.
Right. It's okay.
But, you know, I some great athletes.
Right.
In fact, I was a broadcaster and broadcasting state high school basketball, and I remember the women's team at Shiprock, New Mexico.
Mm-hmm.
These young ladies were as fast as lightning, could shoot from everywhere.
Mm-hmm.
I had to interview them. I couldn't get them to talk during the interviews because they were very shy.
Yeah.
So you try to bring people out of that experience that they have.
Because you'll be surprised, Jim, how many women are powerful when they stop being quiet. Like, oh, my God, it scared me with this one lady. She's one of my speakers. I'm like, oh, wow, I didn't think you'd talk. Like, you always smiling. Wave.
So you really, I think in many ways we feel like God will speak through us.
Yes.
If we can come out of our shell. Would
right.
you agree with that?
Yeah.
What's a follow-up to the summit, for example? You mentioned that you do some other work with people after
so
the
summit. Yeah, so we do once a month, and that's non-business sisterhood meetup as well. So to teach women how to do team building, we give back in the community by doing community cleanups or just doing food drives, clothes drive, whatever the community are needing. And also a lot of women want to be motivational speakers but don't know how to start. So we teach them things like that. So anywhere we're going, they like, who can speak? We all can. Who can lead? We all can. To where we're a sisterhood together.
And when you talk about leadership, I mean, you're not trying to put yourself out front,
mm-mm.
it sounds like.
Nope.
I'm just listening to my leaders,
what God told me to do, and I go from there. I don't need the spotlight. I already got the spotlight through him.
I'm interested how you draw this out of people, though. You have a lot of success with that?
Oh, yeah. You'd be surprised how I get opened up with people, honestly. But I pull them to the side sometimes, and I sit and just watch your body language, and I know what to say to you, because no offense. Jim, I never was able to do any of these things. It just it just started happening like almost 2 years ago, or reading people and
now,
know
what
to say to them.
Now, did you have a mentor or somebody that was working with you to encourage you?
No.
No? Mm-hmm. You just kind of came up with all of these
No, I got the vision
ideas.
From my sleep to start the Women's Summit. Like, honestly, so I put everything together the way I seen it in my sleep. Like, honestly. Well, it kind of scared me because I'm like, I don't know how to put anything like this together. Even last year, the women like, so how many years you been doing this? This is my first one. But it was beautiful and successful because we have a lot of even music talent out here, Jim, that don't get the opportunity to be exposed. So I try to expose that. And even this year, added dancers.
Wow.
Yes. So they are ready to dance and spoken word. Oh, those women are powerful, Jim. They made me cry the last time I heard them. Like, it was how to overcome struggles.
Yeah.
And it was two women talking back and forth. Like, oh, yeah, it's phenomenal. So you just don't want to miss this event, ladies, because it's a lot of amazing things that's going to be taking place here that you don't really see anymore, honestly.
The Women of Glimmer's Women's Summit.
Yes.
Ramada at I-25 in Manal, 220 Manal Boulevard, Northeast in Albuquerque, August 24th.
Yes.
How do people get signed up?
Women's Summit 2019.eventbrite.com.
One more time.
Women's Summit. Women's Summit 2019.eventbrite.com. That's a lot of talking.
Dot Eventbrite.
Yes.
B-R-I-T-E, right?
Yes. Dot I thought com. You spelled another way.
Well, there's all kinds
all
of ways.
All these different ways of spell. You got to ask people now.
Well, you know, the funny thing about you can get one number wrong on a regular physical address.
Right.
And you can get within a block of where you're supposed to be going.
Yeah.
But if you do that with a web address or an email address, you're out of luck.
Yeah, you're out of luck.
So you got to get them it right. Tell us that website one more time for people.
Yes, Women's Summit 2019.eventbrite.com.
Outstanding. Tell me about your speakers. Are these people that you've been involved with a long time? How did you select them?
I've just been doing them through all out the community. So I'm really involved in the community, Jim, so... And I go and personally handpick my speakers. And after I handpick them, I will come back later on and give them a topic. And I was very successful again this year giving them their topics, and they all matched them.
Right.
It was like, wow, okay.
Now, I'm going to share my own heart with you for 1 second. I've said this many times. There are people that I trust and people that I don't trust.
Right.
And of course, biblically, there's a lot of people that make claims that are making false claims. And you can see the real truth by the fruit that they bear and so on and so forth. So that's kind of a basic biblical principle. But I've summarized it this way. I don't typically trust people that haven't been injured.
Right.
Because I think that people that go through struggles, and we all do.
Right.
But it humbles us. It gives us a perspective. It allows others to see how we acted and what we did as we went through those struggles. And I get the sense that most of the people you have involved in your summit
they
are these
went through
kind
a lot
of
things in their lives to where I'm excited to hear them speak.
Tell me, you mentioned early in the program this afternoon that you were a single mom.
Yes.
Early in your life. Tell us what is really important for someone that might be about to become a single mom at a young age? What do they need to really focus on?
They got
to
get their mind right. You got to get your mind right because it's not about you no more. It's about you and that child. And that was something I just couldn't get myself prepared for because I was a spoiled brat, Jim. So it's like, okay, now she's going to get spoiled. I'm not ready for that. But honestly, I have grown a lot in these last 6.5 years, especially being in Albuquerque, having a daughter, working a lot of jobs. But I tell anybody, just don't get comfortable. Like for me, I never thought I'd be a motivational speaker or putting a women's summit together or owning in home care. But you got to step out on faith and give it a try. And that's something I thank God I did do because I'm in my happy place now. If I didn't ever do that, Jim, I think I'd be miserable today just working 8 to 5. Going to pick up my daughter, start all over. Now I'm able to travel, spend more time with her, take her to school. Like I tell people, just give it a try. Stop saying, I wish I could do it, but nothing. It's either you're going to do it or shut up. That's how I see it now. And that's why I have to tell myself too.
Now that's not a lot of empathy or sympathy I hear you saying. And there's been people that have been, and there are people that are not, they're going through tough stuff that may not be their own doing, but you're saying, no feeling sorry for yourself.
No, don't, because you're not going to go anywhere with it. Go tell a story about it instead of keeping all those things in. Now I tell a story about everything, and it's helping me, it's helping other people. You'll be surprised. I tell people, small town country girl, Jim.
And again, a biblical principle.
Yeah.
That I hear a lot of counselors counseling people that are down and out about whatever
right.
circumstance. They encourage people to go out and serve others.
Yes.
And you're doing that.
Yes. And I enjoy it. I know a lot of people in this community.
Yeah.
Like, honestly, to where it's been a blessing.
That's
neat. But I don't work the 8 to 5 no more, so I'm able to do those things.
Sure.
You know?
Well, you've been creative, and you've put together the Women of Glimmers Women's Summit, and
yes.
it's going to be held August 24th
mm-hmm.
from 12 to 4:30 at the Ramada Hotel, 220 Manal Boulevard Northeast. So we want to make sure we tell people as much as we can
right.
about that. And you've got to give us the website one more time.
Yes. You want me to spell it out?
Let's
or talk
spell
about...
it out. Let's,
okay.
let's state it first, then
okay.
spell it. Everybody should be able to get it by now.
Okay. So Women Summit. 2019.eventbrite.com. And it's WOMENSUMMIT 2019.eventbrite.com.
BRITE. That the bright was the thing that threw me off the first time I went. I tried to type in, and of course I typed in BRI. Mm-hmm. GHT,
yeah,
which
me
is wrong.
Too. I did that too, so Jim. When a friend told me, I said, "Oh, okay, BR." She said, "No," and I'm like, "No, what kind of spelling is this?" You know, I'm spelling like it's no.
Now, what can people expect at the conference, at the summit?
Just overcoming obstacles and getting confirmation from speakers. You know, so we have a Q&A after the speakers get done talking, because I thought that was very important for people to get confirmation, not holding that in. You know, and I challenged them too, Jim. So we would be doing group exercise, because I think it's very important so you know how to utilize those things in your life each and every day.
Fantastic.
So.
Aletris Owens, thanks so much for joining us
yes,
this afternoon.
Thank you for having me, Jim.
She's talking about the Women of Glimmers Women's Summit.
Yeah.
August 24th.
Come
thanks
on
for
out.
Joining us this afternoon on ABQ Connect, and best to you with the summit.
Thank you.
Thanks.
Connect with Jim Williams is a production of KNKT. The views expressed on ABQ Connect do not necessarily reflect the views of the staff or management of KNKT. If you missed any or part of today's show, get the free podcast at knkt.com.